Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we continue our look back at the news of 2012 this week, one story that broke this past year will likely reverberate for many years to come. It's the state drug lab scandal. Former state chemist Annie Ducan is accused of falsifying drug tests used as evidence in criminal cases. It's believed that tens of thousands of criminal cases are affected. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the story and joins us now. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Bob.
Annie Ducan could go to trial this year on the charges of evidence tampering. What's happening with the criminal case?
Well, she's been indicted on 27 charges related to the alleged tampering of drug sample evidence from the now-closed state drug lab. She's also accused of exaggerating her credentials to get the state chemist job, which she held at the lab since 2003. It appears right now, Bob, that the criminal case is largely against her alone, although investigators have said that they are looking into other drug lab workers and entire lab operations, and there are several investigations going on at once. So it's difficult to know if it might go beyond her, but it might.
All right. Drug testing. Who's handling drug testing now? Are there any lingering questions about accuracy?
Well, I think that there are folks who are very suspicious about the testing now because this case has raised questions about exactly how impartial this testing might be. But we should remember that the Hinton lab where Annie Ducan worked was run by the Department of Public Health, not the state police. The state police took that lab over, and that was when a lot of this activity came to light. It was the only drug lab run by the Department of Public Health. And so it caused a major shakeup in the department. As you remember, the health commissioner had to resign. It's up to state police now, and I expect that we will, though, hear more about steps that the state will likely have to take to make sure that the integrity of the testing is preserved.
Is this case raising questions about the way that drug evidence is tested in Massachusetts in any criminal case and about the role that chemists play in the testing?
Absolutely, Bob. There have been a lot of questions about that. A lot of documents have come out about Annie Ducan and about testing at the lab. It appears, for example, that Annie Ducan regularly talked with prosecutors about her testing. One assistant district attorney, George Papachristos, resigned after extensive emails came to light between him and Annie Ducan, asking her to test certain things, expedite certain cases. And so this has caused a lot of debate about the role of the chemist in these cases and the role of the prosecutor. At a statehouse hearing at one point, Massachusetts Assistant District Attorney President Michael O'Keefe said, "This is the policy that we operate under as district attorneys. The chemist is a state witness." Let's listen to what he had to say.
The chemist at the laboratory, whether it's the state police lab or the JP lab or any other lab, they are the Commonwealth's witnesses in a criminal case. The assistant DA has to speak to them. As it was bandied about in the Globe and other places that somehow this was an inappropriate thing and terrible is just nonsense.
Now, that's District Attorney Michael O'Keefe. There are others, though, who say that the chemist is only supposed to certify drug results and not have any relationship with any prosecutor and not even know which drug sample is for which case. So, Bob, I expect there will be more debate about the role of drug testing and how impartial it's supposed to be and how to strengthen policies to make sure that the integrity of that testing is protected and can stand up to any kind of legal challenges, which will likely continue.
Dozens of defendants have already been released because of the scandal. Do you think that's going to continue?
It will likely continue. More than 250 defendants have been released, many of them during special court sessions that were set up once the scandal broke, to review all cases where the evidence was tested by Ducan or certified by Annie Ducan as being the substance that prosecutors said that it was. In those special sessions, bail was set for many defendants, and some were released. The last numbers I saw, there were about 8 of those more than 250 who've been rearrested on new charges since. But a broad review of all cases that Annie Ducan was involved with continues, so more defendants could definitely be released.
Governor Patrick initially submitted a $30 million state supplemental budget request to address the costs of the drug lab scandal. He stressed that's probably just the beginning, though. How much do you think this is is going to cost the state?
It will definitely be more than $30 million. I think that's all we can say at this point, and the estimates vary widely. The Committee for Public Counsel Services has delivered one estimate that this could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Cities and towns are asking for money for jail release and increased supervision programs. Boston, for example, you may remember, Bob, requested $15 million additional dollars because so many of the defendants affected by this scandal were going into Boston. So it will be a very expensive scandal for the state.
A lot more to report on in this case in the coming year.
That's right, Bob.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.